Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Let's talk about everlasting righteousness.
Yeah, for all
because of our time, we need to do some prayer also. But everlasting righteousness, ladies and gentlemen, is Jesus' type of right. It is the his righteousness is referred to in Matthew 6:33. That is it. His version of righteousness is not a kind of righteousness of the law of human beings, where today you are good and then tomorrow you become bad in the sight of God, and the next day you become good in the sight of God, and you go with a lamb or a dove to offer for your sin, and you become right, and you are oscillating like that. He says that there is coming somebody who is bringing in a certain version of righteousness. It is called everlasting righteousness.
Jesus Christ not sin ye no ze bano or yet sin ye or ya fibo insanum kobonum bio.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this righteousness that we have in Jesus.
Damit sin ye what Jesus mean.
It's not something that you can improve.
Anya bibi able to make a do mamma was in your binka.
You are improving Jesus' righteousness.
Jesus,
what have you got to improve? Hey! That is why God gets upset when we try to improve solutions that he has brought. We put it aside and we work our own way, trying to add up to it and measure up to it, whereas he says that you are already that thing.
Ladies and
gentlemen, this righteousness is not dependent upon what you do and what you do not do.
So that you
do good, then you become more righteous. You do bad, and then you become less. No, it is a status. It is everlasting. It is special. It is only Jesus who is that righteousness.
Now the met sin ye or yet sin ye be Jesus not away sisters am again. It's on yet a baby bibia can what a maria can ho I'm at sin ye wakun.
So whether you do something right or you don't do something right, once you have received Jesus, your righteousness, you are righteous forever.
Amen. Into our father's abbey, a BBA, and can you BBA? You do a parana after Jesus Christ, a wokrana, John Connor, and yet sinning.
Wow.
Amen.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, before we all became righteous in Jesus, we were all sinners. And when we were sinners, we did some right things, not so.
There
are sinners in the world who do right things. Do the right things that they do change their status of sinner and make them righteous?
No!
No matter the good works, they are still sinners in the sight of God. Ladies and gentlemen, righteousness is more powerful than sin. So when you become righteous by receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ,
now you are righteous, right? You are born again. If you should do something which is not right,
say Biblia, onya.
It does not change your status of righteous just by doing a wrong thing. Just as a sinner cannot change his status by doing right things, the righteous person cannot change his everlastingly righteous status by what he does.
Nti da me tin ni nyimpe. Ɔntu me nya adze bɔn ku bi na ɔnse sane tin ne ye no bɔmbɛ ye bɔn.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have more faith in sin than in Jesus our righteousness?
Woo! Jesus Christ, only anything, eh?
We cannot have more faith in sin. Because sin that a believer does has no power to change who he is.
Osanda bona Christian yi baye no onyi tumi biara do abaso sane gina bio wanyamim.
Let's read Romans chapter 5.
Romans 10
verse 19.
Romans 10 num ni yim do akon.
Quickly. Romans chapter 5 verse 19. It says that as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners. One man's disobedience, we know it's Adam's disobedience. Mm-hmm. And many were made sinners. We know that the many there is just literary way of expressing that all became sinners. You understand that? So by one man's, Adam's disobedience in Eden, all became sinners. That's the meaning of the many there. So by the obedience of one man, who is this man? Jesus. Many shall be made righteous.
Dema onam yipa kor ne emumuye anana su chunti yipa yina beye bon. Dema sun onam yipa kor nusite hunti yipa yina beye ten.
Look at it. The Bible says that many shall be made.
As the Bible says, you do onara and a wobeye ten.
Adam sinned.
Adam ye bon.
And all became sinners. Jesus Christ obeyed God.
Jesus,
and the Bible didn't say, now all are righteous. Adam
sinned,
all became sinners.
Adam,
Jesus' obedience, the Bible says that people, or if you like, all shall be made righteous. This one depends upon the sinner receiving Jesus Christ as his righteousness.
Na Jesus be no obeye sute no osi nyimpe nyina beye sene le ibe jina wa made ebe Jesus na sene ye no ezatu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why I came to tell us that God wants us to be righteous in our lives, but the foundation of our righteousness must be on Jesus, the everlasting righteous condition He has placed you in.
Na yakupa pade nyinara yaba ya tene na emo na metene ye motu mu abawa bra tene ye waza to Jesus odono ihe nyinara yaba ja tu.
Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34.
Corinthians for woman Ozika nitribenum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are sick, what do you say with your mouth?
Say yara aba some na ezo anoka.
You say that I am healed.
Ekade menya ayersa.
Yeah. When you are poor,
say yehenya.
What do you say? I am rich.
Ask me yes, Kenny.
Now, what do you say when, as a believer, you are doing something which is all right?
Let's say a Christian, ye. Let's say and some be on ya about someone that can.
What should you say?
About someone our there can.
Should you say that I am a sinner?
Academy is born.
Should you say that this sin is crying? What shall we do? How come healing you say, sickness you say I'm healed, poverty you say I'm rich, but sin you cannot say I am righteous?
Abanadan na sayara, esu ma atapo, iye hienya, esu mi yesikeyi,
That is a deception of the devil. I tell you, the devil will want you to be self-conscious in your sin. But God wants us to be Jesus conscious. Because as you behold Jesus, your righteousness, then the Holy Spirit transforms you to His glory. Not when you are looking at yourself and you look at yourself and you see that there is nothing in you. Is that how the Holy Spirit transforms you? By looking at yourself? No. It is when you look at yourself in Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
And you know that in Jesus you are righteous.
Jesus.
And you say the same thing as God says about you. That I am righteous. God will come to you and tell you that you are healed. You are rich. And He will say in the same breath, you are righteous. The devil will not want you to confess your righteousness if you are sinning. If but the way to overcome the sin, some of you, every year, you say, God, I won't tell lies again. Every year, God, I won't do wrong things again. You know, I don't want to even mention the name of sins here. Wow. We are too dignified to be mentioning those low, low things. Hallelujah. When Jesus is our righteousness, we don't remember sins.
Amen.
We remember Him. He said, do this. Often.
Amen.
Remember me.
Amen.
Not your sins.
Also there. Yenye damazi yamfanya nankai abribiara. Wankada yambono wuna yamfanken. Inti yampede yababu bwambono bwambono yabiasiro yiraze. Afia wichu mukweze. Miza wako shupi. Dama fizi. Also damo bwana nkaten kateno.
Jesus Christ, or listen, I'm not saying that deny it, that you lie. That you lie. You can even lie to in church and lie to men of God. You are holding the Bible and you can lie and all that. But let's put that thing aside. I want to show you how to come out of whatever character you are having, which every year you cry about, and then you go back and do those things again.
Jesus Christ, it is a catch a rise that the man Jesus Christ, not saying to my.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you overcome that problem in the years ahead of us? I show you how. Always say, Jesus, you are my righteousness. Even in the middle of the sin. That is when you need Jesus as the righteous. That is when to say Him. That is when to call upon His name. You call upon the name of God in trouble. The devil will want you to understand that when you are Jesus, He has left you. Jesus will not help you. Jesus will not come because your eye is on. You are deliberately doing this thing. Even if it is deliberate, ladies and gentlemen, call upon the name of the Lord. And you call upon His name as your righteousness. Deliver me from this. I am in it. Please come to me. This is how to overcome. Because as you mention His righteousness, you see His glory. God is going to take away that appetite for the sin. When you mention that name, all of a sudden, you will not feel like going on again. The devil will want you to forget about him. But he says, remember me.
Remember me in everything. Not when you are in church, but all the time. I am your savior. I came to help you to fix the sin problem. When you are having, or I should say, if you are having situations with sin, call upon his name. Call him Jesus. You are my righteousness.
Yeah.
I have an everlasting righteous state with you.
Yeah.
Deliver me out of the sin and see how God will come to you and present help in time of trouble to take you out.
Yeah.
This thing, it is not the Pharisees' righteousness. It's not the law righteousness. I'm teaching you about kingdom righteousness. The kind of righteousness that gives you rulership and dominion and rulership. Oh my. Over sin.
Sin ne ya. Ome enye tum wabonodo. Na abon samaze. Ibi egudu ara eye bono. Opedu o yuwa jimpo finyanku ponodo. Na ono yanem dada. Na emom. Ibi egudu ara eri yen. Wajunu bon wado pe. Ina sera de raze. Awuna eye met sene. Abre wubwe wano abonizin. Na kachenda wawye nye brimono. Ibonizina obeche wano. Obabem. Na wabeche wano.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, awake to righteousness.
Also, the young soul, what's in it, young?
Underline the word awake. Paul is not saying that be righteous. He says that you are righteous already.
Also,
you have an everlasting righteousness.
And what sin you are affable.
Because Jesus is living in your heart.
Also, Jesus Christ ought to welcome him.
You are only asleep to it. You are only asleep to it.
Ada, what sin are you?
It's like a lion that is asleep. It's a powerful animal. But when it is asleep to the fact that it's a lion, ants will walk on it. But the moment, like the prodigal son, he comes to himself. So what am I doing over here? I am a son of God. How come I'm going to eat with pigs? How come I'm living this life? I am rising up.
Sir,
when the lion shook himself up, all the animals started to run helter-skelter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what God is saying to us today.
The man of Jesus Christ, all catching at the pace.
That Jesus is your righteousness.
Also, Jesus, only you're not sinning.
You must be awake to that fact. Because that is the beginning point of enjoying a kingdom life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That is a beginning point. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 21. Why is Jesus' type of righteousness that I've described to you? Why should it be something that we should be alive to, awake to?
I bet Jesus Christ, let's say, yeah. Mark wants some infancy, you know what that we want, bro.
Look on the screen. It says that as sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. Sometimes God wants to release grace into your year. He wants to release grace into your day. But you are not conscious of his righteousness. When you woke up during the day from your bed,
I mean, it was just one of the normal kind of waking up.
Sir, so if you want to die, I'm sorry. No.
What I say to myself when my eyes tear on my bed.
Sir, my dad and my daughter, woman, pardon, mama, can you there?
I say, wow.
I say, wow.
The righteousness of God is awake.
Yanku panet sin, you know, asar. Amen.
The kingdom of God comes today.
Yamina is in abande.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what I say.
Damanamaka.
Because Jesus said, seek my righteousness first. Because when you are conscious that I am your righteousness, I am about to release what I have. The grace. I am about to release it into 2016.
Oh, sir, Jesus said,
grace.
Adam.
Grace is a supernatural advantage in life.
Oh, yeah, Bibia.
It has no foundation
in you.
Its foundation is Jesus. Wow. You need grace. When you say, Jesus, you are my righteousness. I respect your version of righteousness.
Now what sin no na mejitu.
Not the religious types that we described in the beginning. Yours.
I wasn't.
Jesus says that grace come.
Jesus
grace come.
Adon umbra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we need to seek. He said that seek it first. Because it will release grace into your life. Otherwise, Jesus becomes of no effect to you, although you have him. He is not working. He is of no effect. But that is not your story. I said that is not your story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 54.
Isaiah niti edonum anan.
And then verse 14.
Ni imdanan.
We want to learn why we must pursue Jesus our righteousness.
Yepede yesia sentia. Awada ya precious Jesus a oyene.
Number one is that it will prevent us from sinning. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness. When you get awake to righteousness, sin will run away from you. This righteousness we are talking about doesn't say that you are permitted to sin. But it shows you how to deal with sin as a believer in your life. When you are awake to it, then you will not sin.
Emma, when you are born, what do what Jesus Christ not sin?
Number two, it releases grace into your life.
Now, Emma, Adam, Bawa, Brabo.
Right?
Emma, Adam,
Romans 5:21. It releases grace.
Emma, Adam, Bawa, Brabo.
It makes grace rule in your life.
Emma, Adam, no Ozeyin, Bawa, Brabo.
Number three. Isaiah 54 verse 14 says that in righteousness shall thou be established.
Not what sin in
Jesus' righteousness establishes you.
Jesus not sin on my ECP.
I don't know whether it's a business you are doing. I don't know whether it's a ministry you are doing. I don't know whether it's a program assignment God has given you. Whatever thing you want to be established in it. It is recognizing Jesus as your righteousness.
Minyima epede ye do ye juma do ye school and a bibia reswa juna sirude epede ye mpede ta sindo ozikano o Jesus a oye otene ye.
All the demons attacking your business who have come to stay in your store, they will all go away.
Aye, and when some of our tents are what store, and I wait you may have our tents and Romans among Quayeno. If Jesus is what's in a year, we now will go on.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
American.
Because the person went to his store, he felt that some demons were here, some spirits were here. And on top, somebody came around and came to his store. He said, look, I see some cobwebs in your store.
Now, people are not in store. On also own tenta no store.
Even one passed by my head. That's what the person said. So this person said, we have to pray. Please help me to pray about this.
Wow.
I said to myself, oh, if it's a spiritual thing, then we have the victory already.
Hey.
Because if it is connection, knowing human beings and all that, then the process you have to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if it is just demons who have entered the store, then we don't even need to walk to the store.
Oh, put a man to our store.
We can, with a word of authority, just say leave.
Now, mije baby ara mejina. Motu me boy man no tumi sama o man on makan. That won't you uncle.
And they left.
No way see ho.
The following day.
A daughter day be no.
A person said, hey, sales. Sales.
Auto day be no say nipa kun and zamara wataya.
Ha!
Onyagwar.
Wow. If you want to be established, it's righteousness. Jesus' righteousness that establishes you. No demon can topple your church.
Yeah.
No demon can topple your business.
Yeah.
It will not stand and fizzle out. No. Not by demons. You can decide, I'm closing. I'm moving on to a higher calling or whatever thing. But no demon can ever destabilize you.
Now, say Jesus Christ, all you would say, you know, all see you, my American match when you're there. I've been sent here in you are. Obu to my to one name. What's that?
The Bible says that you'll be far from oppression.
Also that will be you wealthy, a brown cry.
When you recognize Jesus as your righteousness,
when you see Jesus,
you will be far from oppression. You know what oppression is? Acts chapter 10 verse 38 calls sickness and oppression of the body.
Also that what for the year better or ya we here and at September.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In righteousness, you recognize Jesus as your righteousness, sickness will be far from you.
Let's say, hey, Jesus Christ, to me, don't you what's saying? Yeah. Yeah, remember if you want to cry.
He says that thou shalt be far from oppression.
Now, also, obey you with you at say, who cry.
Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Now, then, for God Jesus was Christ, with him. What's son on go?
You'll be far from oppression. Because you will not be afraid. Because when you fear, then the devil will come with the sickness. Anytime you are afraid, that is the entry point that sicknesses entered your body. But when you know Jesus as your righteousness, and you know you are righteous before God, you are not afraid of anything. Wow! Because righteousness makes you bold as a lion. That is why we can come boldly to the throne of grace by the faith of him. Let's end it. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And that is what I want to say over your life. That no weapon that is fashioned against you in the years ahead, in your body, in your marriage, in your life, in your academics, whatever it is, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And any tongue,
hey,
any tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you will condemn it. In other words, when you look at a situation, you say, this is my verdict. Nobody can contradict it. Because your righteousness is of him. You will condemn every wrong that rises up against you. Hey! Tongues can rise. People can kill with their mouths. People can say, you will die. This one, paralysis. You are paralyzed. You are gone. But yet you come back on your feet.
Mm.
Because no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.